Hello everybody, welcome to Fun Kids Meets. It's not the podcast about prime cuts, it's about meeting excellent and interesting people. And George joins us. Speaking of interesting and excellent people, how are we doing, George?
Sorry, one second. I just cooked myself a steak, so I thought, to me, this isn't about meat, like beef and stuff.
Oh no, if you're a fan of Meats with an A, then you need a different podcast. This is Meats with an E.
I'll put my steak to the side. That's slightly awkward. I'm well though, Sean, how are you?
I'm very good. George, I mean, while you're here, I mean, have you met anyone recently?
Well, yeah, I mean, because I was going to review the steak I was eating, but actually it's probably a bit more interesting to talk about my chat with two of the stars of the biggest dance group in the world, Ashley Banjo and Nathan Ramsey.
That's loads more interesting than steak.
They were very interesting guys, actually.
And what was the behind the scenes in why were you chatting to those guys?
Well, they've got this dance challenge that they're setting a nation. So I had a chat with them. Obviously, it was a video chat. But I had a chat with them about what the challenge is and what they're asking for people and how everyone can get involved. So that was the kind of the behind the scenes peek at why we're doing it. And it's always interesting doing these interviews kind of via video calls.
I'm always interested into where these interviews are taking place. Was this in their house? What room were they in?
I think they were at their dance studio, and I think they were in a room in their dance studio, because I know that they were kind of, they've been working on some moves and they've been rehearsing. So I think they'd taken a bit of time out away from rehearsing to come and have the chat.
Excellent stuff. So George, on this podcast, we do a thing called Meets Bingo, which is where I try and guess what you chatted to your guests about. So I'm just going to have a little think about what you would have chatted to Nathan and Ashley about. Now, my first guess is I feel like I'm going to get a detailed description of a particular dance routine. I feel like that they're going to talk you through the steps. They might even demonstrate it for you since it's on video call, but I feel like they're going to talk you through the steps. My second guess is if you're doing a dance routine or some dance moves and it's not going on TikTok, then what are you playing at? So I feel like that if we're trying to get the nation dancing, the place where people are dancing the most is TikTok. So I reckon there's going to be some sort of mention of TikTok. And the third one, sometimes I like to go a bit curveball with the third one. I feel like you may talk about delicious snacks. I just feel like maybe there's going to be some snack chat. Like, you need some snacks to get energy for your dance moves. I feel like you might just disclose some of your favourite snacks that you've been enjoying, like fruit pastels or something.
Or maybe like steak, because it is the Fun Kids Meets yeah. podcast after all.
That's what I should have gone for, actually. I'm going to do a bonus fourth one. It's our podcast, we can do whatever we want. Yeah, if you chat about sirloin steak in this chat with Nathan and Ashley, then that's it. We're flying out the banners.
I got confused. I thought it was a meat-based podcast.
Right then, George, let's hear your chat with Nathan and Ashley.
Ashley, Nathan, hello, how are you both?
Good, man, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
I'm very good, thank you for asking. I wanted to start off our little chat by asking whether you've been able to dance much recently, given everything that's going on.
Yeah, I think we have actually. We've been really lucky as we've sort of been able to open back up again. You know, there's been like testing and vaccinations and everything. We've been able, luckily, to sort of get back to work in a safer way. So yeah, it's been you know, we've been really thankful, basically.
And at the start, at, you know, back a year ago, so were you not dancing at all? And I'm assuming that must have been like the longest period you've never kind of danced for.
Yeah, as a group for sure. Obviously, with all of the rules that were in place, it wasn't safe to do so. But we was dancing on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. We were still adding it on TikTok. So TikTok was a bit of a saving grace, actually, like a year ago. Even now is.
I have seen, and I'm going to come on to TikTok a little bit later because, you know, you both are TikTok masters. What was it like, actually, not dancing together as a group? As you said, it's the longest period you've never danced as a group before.
Horrible.
Was it horrible? Yeah. Did you really miss
horrible,
it?
Horrible, yeah. Like, because obviously, you know, it's our every day. We're a group, and we come in and we dance and we perform and we create. So to all of a sudden be cut off from that, like almost instantaneously, was a bit of a shock.
And was it good for like the creativity? Did you kind of sit there at home thinking, like, oh, I've got all of these ideas coming because I can't get out there and dance, or was it the opposite? Was it quite difficult to kind of create because you were in this weird space? What was it like?
I was in my spare bedroom making a lot of dances and sort of not even necessarily on TikTok then, but just dancing a lot at home, doing freestyle rounds and just trying to move. But it was hard because you can't really recreate the energy that we sort of share in the studio. So I feel like I did keep it moving, but it definitely wasn't the same.
Yeah, you have no choice to keep it. Obviously, when the energy as a group, when you're in the studio and you're sort of like dancing with each other and creating second to none. So it was, we kept it moving, but it's much better being together.
I also love that no matter whether you were like an accountant, whether you were in marketing, whether you're in the UK's biggest dance group, you were still working from home in your spare room.
Absolutely.
Back in March. So question for you, diversity, you're known for not just putting on these brilliant dances, but telling these kind of incredible stories and tapping into what's going on in the world. You know, your performance is always full of humour and wit, and they're more than just you guys going on stage and dancing. So I was quite interested if you could talk me through the kind of the process from the inception of your big performances through to the practice to actually performing it. Can you tell me a bit about that journey? Because what you guys do is so special and nobody really does it like diversity.
Oh, thank you, man. It depends. It's different for every single performance depending on what you're trying to do. So sometimes it can just be like, oh, we have an idea, and then I will literally sit and write it out and then talk to the guys, Nathan, the team about it, and then we will just get in studio and we'll spend a few days just creating and workshopping and coming up with tricks and flips and pieces of choreo and concepts. And then all of a sudden it just sort of, it feels like you don't really do a lot. And then right up until, like a couple of days before the end, it feels like you've got all these little pieces. And then when it kind of like comes together, you go, oh, that's what it's like as a whole. So you just work on everything, and then you sort of just like put it all together. And then before you know it, you've just got this sort of like piece of performance that you're either really proud of or you're not. And if there's something that we want to change, we get into it. But even, do you know what? Even after the performances, the process still carries on. Like, we watch back every time and we're like, right, what could we have done better? What do we need to improve on? That's super important as well.
So is there a performance? This is a tricky question. Is there a performance though that you look back on and go, that was the performance, that was the diversity performance I am most proud of? Do you both have one of them?
Most proud of, that's really
tough. They're different for different reasons. Obviously, we had a really big performance in the summer of last year that kind of got a lot of media attention, and we're super proud of that, not just because of how we performed, but because of the real world discussions that centered around it. Do you know what I mean? So it's sort of, that's sort of like a really important thing to do. But there are also dances that I just look back on, even down to TikTok, and you just kind of go, I just really enjoy that one. Some of you just enjoy more than others.
Yeah.
And what about Nathan, do you have one, or are you the same as Ashley?
Maybe Born Ready. So maybe not, it's not necessarily a TV performance, but one of our live performance at one of our tours, Born Ready. I'd say that was probably one of my favourite. I wouldn't say a specific date necessarily, but that tour itself and what that meant, mm-hmm. I think was a very big deal.
That was our 2019 UK tour.
I've got a few questions from Fun Kids listeners now. Noah, who's 9 years old, said, when were you most nervous before performing?
Personally, for me, it was the performance before we went out to our first ever sold-out show at the O2 Arena. Because it was London, it was hometown, it was the O2 Arena. It felt like the moment that we'd done something you always dreamed of as a kid. And it was like, you can feel the weight of, you're going to get, this is your one chance to do this thing in your life. So get it right. So that was nervy for me.
I would say for myself personally, similarly, it would have been Genesis, which was a couple of years ago now, but another one of our live tours. And similarly, it would have been London. I think, again, home crowd. And I think it was the first time performing on an arena stage for myself personally with diversity.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was very, very, very nervous, but really excited. And I just remember that very first feeling, stepping out on stage with the click and just being like,
you never forget it.
Yeah, and I bet that you've missed that feeling over the last year of that pre 100%.
Very much so.
Emily, who's 12, said, which singer or performer would you most like to collaborate with?
There's so many. All right, let's do this.
I'm going to go for Beyonce and throw that out real quick.
Oh my God! What a good shout! Oh my God, I'd have to go for Chris Brown.
Put all of you on the stage together, you're going to get quite a performance. That would be insane. Final question from our listeners, Josh, who's eight. I'm imagining this one is for Ashley. He says, which Britain's Got Talent judge smells the best?
David.
What does David smell like?
Roses and good energy. That's what he smells like.
Okay, you guys are setting the nation a challenge. It's involving dance, involving exercise. Can you tell me a bit about this challenge that you are setting the nation?
Yeah, so Diversity have basically, we teamed up with Kingsmill and we created something called the Kingsmillion Dance Challenge. And it's split into six parts. It's going to be on Nate's TikTok, six very small sort of like, you know, sets of moves that add together to create one bigger TikTok dance. And we made it really easy, really fun so everybody can get involved. But essentially, we just want to get people dancing, want to get people active, want to get people having fun. And if you want to do that kind of thing, TikTok is the platform to do it on. 100%. So you can find these dances over the next 6 weeks on Nate's page. And we just want people to get involved and basically do the Kingsmillion Dance Challenge with us.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, as you just said, TikTok is kind of seemingly inspired like a whole generation to love dance even more. And you both are huge on TikTok. Who's got the most followers out of the two of you?
In general, Perry has.
Perry's the leader at the moment.
And then I've got, I'm second and Nate's third. But if you want to talk about like most viral videos, Nate's up there. Nate's dances go mad. Like people do his dances from all over the world.
I have a question for each of you. Nathan, my question is like, how long, you're kind of, as I said, your big viral dances on TikTok. How long does it take for you to come up with them? Because they are big.
I'll be honest. I feel like the best ones, you never really know what's going to do well in all honesty. I feel like I sort of go with a general feel and that's just what feels good and what's fun. Mm-hmm. And then I put it out, really. Yeah. But I feel like it can take from sometimes 5 minutes. The best ones sometimes are just the quickest ones when it's just feel good and just natural.
Like you must have people from all over the planet kind of checking your videos out now.
I feel like it's a two-way thing, isn't it? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I feel like dance now is really accessible. I think because of social media, you see or can learn dances from all over the world. People can learn from us. We can learn from other people.
Mm-hmm. No, I bet. I mean, I did have a question on TikTok for both of you. Ashley, this is my question for you. Is your son getting royalties from all his appearances and all the views that he's bringing you? I certainly hope so.
my son is getting royalties, absolutely, and it's called basically everything that's mine is his. You know what I'm trying to say? That's what kids do to you. He's getting all of my lack of sleep. That's his royalties.
As you say, it's good fun at home when you're stuck inside. It's great kind of fitness as well. And just remind everybody listening and watching one more time, they want to get involved in the challenge you're setting the country to get active, get dancing. Where can they find the videos? Where can they learn? Where can they watch your performances and get involved?
So you can find the videos on my account at Nathan Ramsey. It's just on TikTok. The first one goes live tomorrow, and then it will be across the next 6 weeks, one every Friday, leading up to one whole dance.
Amazing. I'll be checking it out. It's been really great chatting to you both. I'm such a fan of Diversity. You are amazing, and I look forward to seeing your performances and the tour next year and all of that. But yeah, take care. Thanks, great to chat to you both.
Thank you.
What excellent, wonderful men.
Yeah, like genuinely really, really nice guys. And also, like I said it in the interview and I meant it. Like they are inspirational because they are, firstly, incredibly hardworking. Like how often do you see Diversity on the telly over the last 10 years? So much. They work so hard. But what they do, you know, to be that talented and to deliver to such a high standard over all of these years, you know, you have to work so hard to kind of keep that up and put all that time into their performance. But also, they're just geniuses. Like their performances are creative, their dance skills are amazing. So I think they are, you know, proper inspirations, and I'm not putting that out there too lightly. And lovely guys at the same time.
Very much so. 100% agree. Let's look at our Fun Kids Meets Bingo card. So the first...
You did quite well, Sean.
Do you know what? This is probably the best I've done.
You did well.
I reckon. So the first was a detailed dance routine.
Well, as you just heard, I mean, I'm going to give you a point here. It's close to not being a full point, because I wouldn't say they gave me a detailed dance routine. They actually didn't show me anything, but we did. I asked them, and it, you know, as you heard, they made me do the dance routine, but technically they chucked the ball up for me to do the whoa. So that is a dance move. We duetted together. You can check it out on TikTok right now, George C. Butler, because that was my first ever TikTok video.
Oh,
as you
congratulations.
Heard. Yes, well, you know, duet for my first ever TikTok video with Diversity. I'll take it. So, yeah, technically, you get the point for that.
And you've already touched upon it, but if like I kind of predicted, if a dance routine's going anywhere, it's going on the TikTok, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, they are like incredible TikTokers. They've got like millions of followers. Their dance moves are amazing. You know, unfortunately for them, now that my whoa dance move is going to be on TikTok, that I will probably, you know, get a slice of the UK dancing TikTok action and probably pull some viewers away from them. But that's just something they're going to have to live with. They've unleashed a beast here. What can I say?
Absolutely. Grown-up disclaimer. Remember, you must get parent permission to be doing TikTok stuff if you're under 13. Sometimes I just like to preempt the emails, George. Just like to drop some little things in like that.
It's clever. It's very yes. It's wise. Yes. It's be wise. be the right age and all of that, because my dance moves are actually quite scary, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly. You might even need to be over 18. Anyway, the final thing I guessed was snack-based content.
Yes, so no. Yeah, you got that completely wrong. There was neither snack-based or meat-based content. So I can't even put a spin on it. There just simply was no food-related content, which actually is a shame, because they're both, like, very big. Like, you know, Ashley Banjo, he looks like 6 foot, some, you know, 6 foot six or something like that.
Does King's Meal not count? Does that not count as a snack? A nice bread-based snack?
Oh, yeah, you know what? You're right. I mean, we didn't talk about the fantastic baked goods that Kingsmill do provide. However, they are getting the nation dancing and all of that. So maybe you get half a point.
I can have half a point for you get, some you, lovely bread
you know, snack. You get a bonus crumpet.
Amazing stuff. Yeah, that's definitely by Mars the best I've ever done on Meats Bingo. Well done if you were playing along at home, if you made your own little guesses. Congratulations if you got yours right. George, so nice of you to drop by on Fun Kids Meets.
Sorry, Sean, are you trying to wrap up now?
Yes, I am.
But when did you want me to give you the review of the beef fillet that I've got?
What I'm going to do, George, I'm going to send you a link to a different podcast where you can... I think Robot's probably doing the actual
right.
Fun Kids Meets podcast, so I'm going to send you his way. All right.
Okay. Oh, okay. Fine. No, that's all good. That's fine. All right. Well, it's been nice chatting to you. I mean, I thought we were going to, you know, eat sausages and steaks together, but that's for another day. I'll do that with Robot.
You save that for Robot, mate. Right. Thank you, everyone, for listening along, and make sure you follow the Fun Kids Meets podcast, because we'll have another excellent guest next week.